Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to our roots, the alchemy of food, and today we're going to explore chocolate. It'll be the beginning of a conversation, and we'll also be exploring sugarcane. These will come up in future conversations because we're going to travel around the world through audio sound waves to explore some of those traditions and the uses in those locations. Today, the intention of this segment is one to create an opening, a different conversation with these ingredients that can be used for desserts, for sauces, for different foods, to actually create an opening to connect to the plant kingdom in a different way. Chocolate and sugar have been refined in a certain way, and they have not necessarily always been held in their beautiful, beautiful intended manner. However, chocolate, for example, has a beautiful artisan quality, and I think many of you, if you like chocolate, can attest that it's fun to explore the different ways to consume chocolate and how it can feed your entire being, not just your physical body, but it really evokes something if you do like chocolate. As we dive in today, we're going to shine a light on the Beekman 1802 Heirloom Dessert Cookbook. And the reason I bring this up is because if you're going to indulge in a little sweet or bring some people together and have some cake and a cup of coffee or tea in the afternoon, I really am an advocate for, one, making it with love, and number two, putting all the real stuff in there, letting go of trends. If you have some allergies or something going on with you, then yes, you need to be mindful of that. However, if not, allow yourself to really bring whole ingredients together to make these yummy desserts and take time to share them with others rather than consuming them all for yourself. This book, what I love about it was a gift to me from my aunt and uncle, is that it actually is done, the dessert book is done by seasons, and these are recipes from the past, and this reminds me of, you know, when you had all the fresh ingredients out, you make the cake or you make the pies or cookies, and then it's out, and then you consume it. They're not stored. It doesn't come in a package. It's made fresh for you when you're going to consume it. Much of my childhood was that way. Ma Toro's chocolate chip cookies were always a friend to many and just a fond memory to have a warm cookie when you come home from school. And again, the reason I bring up these foods, chocolate is a food, and sugar cane, is because there is something to them that really nourishes, and when we do that through moderation, it keeps us in balance. And also when we look at Ayurveda, for example, they will call out sweet, to have some sweet. You actually crave it. You can do this with fruit, and it's okay from time to time to have a little bit of dessert. Now, we're going to first dive into sugar cane and just do a little exploration of that. The sugar cane has actually become so almost obsolete in the way you can find it in some markets. However, it's a beautifully sacred plant, and when I did the interview with Jonathan about his book about the Amazonian plants, in there they noted about the sugar cane being a really sacred, celestial, spirited plant. And this grows in islands or tropical areas or different aspects of the world that, one, it just is really, really hardy, and two, when you eat it off the cane, it has so many beautiful medicinal qualities. So this is where we can remember that wherever we are, typically what we need is growing there. Now, if you've migrated from different parts of the world, you might crave some of these things. For example, I was born in Hawaii, and I really always crave tropical fruit, crave coconuts, I crave those things from the islands, because it's part of my being, not just this physical being, but something from beyond here. So right now, as we are here on planet Earth, we're fortunate because we can get almost anything anywhere. Now, sugarcane, just to educate us a little bit, I'm listing a series of articles below so you can do a little bit more research, read yourself. I'm really an advocate of taking time to learn. If it interests you, then see what you can back check and see. There's some, and when we talk about chocolate, you'll see there's some articles and studies that have been done. And you can just test it out yourself and see what happens. That's the great thing about being able to commune with something and see if it resonates with you. So eating sugarcane. Sugarcane is low on the glycemic index and helps keep the body fit and healthy. Sugarcane juice has been found to be very beneficial for preventing as well as treating sore throat, cold, and flu. Now, this might surprise some of you because you might have heard, don't eat sugar when you're sick. Now, remember, this is sugarcane juice, and if you have access to some sugarcane and you shuck it back and then suck on the root, it's a very different experience than eating raw sugar or even refined sugar. So something to experiment with, and also make sure that you're not allergic to or have a sensitivity to it. And since sugarcane has no simple sugar, it can be enjoyed by diabetics without any fear. However, the intake should still be limited for people suffering with limited for people suffering from type 2 diabetes. And then, being alkaline in nature, sugarcane helps the body in fighting against cancer, especially prostate and breast cancer. Now, again, this is something that might surprise people because you hear that sugar breaks down the immune system. So it's alkaline in nature. Now, another thing that's really alkaline in nature is the lime, which we'll talk about in the future. But if you remember that song, put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up. So you can imagine now on the islands, you have lime, you have some sugarcane, and you have coconut. You have a really powerful medicinal beverage, probiotic, and healing agent. Sugarcane provides glucose to the body, which is stored as glycogen and burned by the muscles whenever they require energy. Therefore, it's considered to be one of the best sources of energy. I remember when I was in the fourth grade, we had a substitute teacher. She brought in refined sugar, but in the afternoon, she said, you need some sugar to help your brain get moving again in the afternoon when we start to feel that laze, we wanted to go for a siesta. However, sugarcane would have been the optimal thing to give us. If you have been exposed to heat, physical activity for too long, drink sugarcane juice. It will help hydrate the body quickly. Again, no surprise why this is in the jungle where it's hot, warm days, the climate stays pretty consistent. There you go. Mother Nature provides you with something to hydrate you quickly and help you regenerate your muscles. Sugarcane is believed to strengthen the stomach, kidneys, heart, eyes, brain, and sex organs. Finally, sugarcane juice is an excellent substitute for aerated drinks and cola. So if you're wanting to make the switch and migrate away from processed sodas, corn syrups, anything that's not really too healthy for you, here's a great way to start. Sugarcane clears the urinary flow and also helps the kidney to perform its function smoothly. Sugarcane juice has been found to be good for those who are suffering from febrile disorders. Liberal consumption of sugarcane juice provides the necessary protein and other food elements to the body. So also, I'm flashing back to a Saturday Night Live skit. Sugarcane is beneficial, what I was just mentioning, mixing sugarcane juice, lime juice, ginger juice, and coconut water will assist in treating enlarged prostate, gonorrhea. I believe my father was even telling me syphilis. They would treat the men in the military with lime. So here are some natural things that can help bring your body back into balance. Sugarcane juice is said to speed up the recovery process after jaundice. A sugarcane consists of carbohydrates and good qualities. It serves to refresh and energize the body. It supplies instant energy to working muscles. For this reason, it is also known to maximize performance in sports endurance. Sugarcane is also good for the digestion as it can effectively work as a mild laxative because it is high in potassium content. So, wow, this beautiful plant has so much to offer and it's so fertile and so abundant. And so it's very generous with everything it can do. So the reason I bring this up is that maybe you can start thinking about sugar a little differently. Maybe back away from the refined sugar, save some of that natural organic sugar, cane sugar for desserts, and then back away from it in any other ways you're consuming and see if you can access any sugarcane where you're at. If you can't, there's probably a reason for it and you might not need it in that part of the world. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little pause for a moment. We're going to finish listening to More Ukulele. This song is by Jake Shima Bukuro, and since he's from Hawaii, I thought he was the perfect segue from going from sugarcane to chocolate. We're going to have a little fun with the chocolate, and then we'll wrap it all up with a little bit of Dad is great. He gave us the chocolate cake.
Thank you.
was More Ukulele by Jake Shimabukuro. And as you maybe were contemplating the sugarcane, what a beautiful plant. I'm so excited. I actually was gifted some and just planted some today in my front little garden. So I'll be excited to have another aspect of Hawaii with me here where I'm living in Southern California. So the next thing we're going to talk about is chocolate. And again, this will be a more lengthy conversation in the future. Chocolate is pretty much in every region of the world, some shape or form. And as mentioned, it is an artisan food, a way to express self with flavors and accepts, and is almost like a canvas. However, chocolate itself has one beautiful sacred quality. Down in Guatemala, it's used in the fire ceremonies, and in other parts of the world is used that way, sacred offering to Mother Earth. So this gives us a clue that there's something special about this ingredient, just the same as sugarcane. So sometimes we forget these things, and this is our opportunity to reconnect to them. Now, similarly to sugar cane versus refined sugar chocolate, if you can get it in its cacao or its closest to natural state, you're going to have a much different experience. The more that we sieve through something or refine something, it's going to break it down and it's going to lose some of its qualities. But irregardless, the one thing that we can look at, and there's been enough studies and I've listed some links below, is that chocolate has this ability to do one thing for sure, and I've noticed it with my son. It's the mood enhancer. It will give you a little pick-me-up and allow you to feel a little bit better. Again, you have to like chocolate. Some people don't. So if you don't, listen to your body. You don't have to force yourself. The other thing I want to remind you is that less is more. Because something's good for you, and I talked about this before, because of this moment on planet Earth, there's a lot of trends as far as food. People, you know, naturally want to, I don't know, be something, a master of something or whatever it may be, and that's fine. However, what will happen is we'll go into trend dieting and people will just do it because everyone says it's good, or they'll overconsume it. If we are mindful with this food and then understanding that, hey, it was used in sacred ceremonies or still is used in sacred ceremonies and it has so many powerful healing properties, possibly I want to treat it as that and I don't need to overconsume it, because more is not necessarily going to be better for you. So one of the articles you'll see below, in 2011, Harvard studied dark chocolate and they determined that it can help to lower blood pressure, and you can read about that there. In addition, the California Academy of Sciences, which is located, I believe they're still located up in San Francisco, California, and they did a whole chocolate exhibit in 2005. Chocolate does contain nutrients, and it has some protein, it has iron, and it also has calcium, and it has riboflavin. So you are getting nutrients. So what I noticed just recently is I do enjoy chocolate. Sometimes I have it a little bit every day or not, and actually I had completely eliminated it, not really thinking about it that much, but it did impact me because I was receiving nutrients from it and I didn't replace what I was receiving from it. So that 7% of your daily value of iron is significant, especially if you're on a vegetarian diet. So think about what you're eating, and then if you do eliminate stuff, think about how can I bring stuff back. So the other thing that they, in this chocolate exhibit, and I've listed the article below, is that they found, just as similarly as this one found, that it can lower your blood pressure, it can also help your cholesterol levels. So then we're seeing that there's this antioxidant property to the chocolate. So why not have some fun and allow ourselves to enjoy it every once in a while? So we're going to leave chocolate just like that today. We're going to leave it really simple, that if you enjoy chocolate, maybe start having a different conversation with it. If you overindulge in chocolate, think about bringing it back and bring it back to a little bit of moderation, and think about how to reintroduce other nutrients, vegetables, fruits, however your diet is composed of to balance out if you really have maybe just a chocolate diet. Some people do. So now this cookbook, the Beekman 1802 Heirloom Dessert Cookbook, if you're inspired, check it out. It's really beautiful. If you like photography and you love food, for me, cookbooks are just, yes, an indulgence, and they're an inspiration. I tend to cook from inspiration, exploration, and then create my own recipes. So it makes it kind of interesting to ever cook something twice. But in this cookbook, they share when something was created. For example, my father loves German chocolate cake. Ironically enough, I didn't realize this, but they share in this book that this cake was actually created in the 1950s and has been a favorite ever since. It was named after Samuel German, an employee of the Walter Baking Company, who formulated the bittersweet blend. And it's not from Germany, so it's fun because it's coconut, it's gooey, I can make three layers. They have a really beautiful recipe in here. They have some really decadent chocolate recipes. Now, as I mentioned, this cookbook is done in seasons, and so the chocolate takes place in winter, so that gives you a little clue that this is that time of year that we naturally might want chocolate. You'll see it during the holidays, you'll see it during the love holidays, so our body might be craving it this time of year. Then we can relate to it, and we'll go into these different regions later on about how it is related to in places like Guatemala, and then we'll relate to sugarcane, how it's related to the people in the islands and in China and different parts of the world. This book also takes you through some recipes, and one is summer, and the one thing that people sometimes forget and they have a recipe with it is with tomatoes, which are a fruit. So think about the fun you can have by exploring some desserts and finding out what sweets you're supposed to potentially be enjoying during different times of year and what's available. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, and the tomatoes in here are sweet green tomato ham pies, so that's something maybe you want to play around with for the summertime as you get your spring beds ready, spring to summer gardening beds ready for your garden. So one of my favorite things I want to close out with as a kid that I remember very fondly is this Bill Cosby segment. And this is a little bit of a longer segment, but it's our comic fun humor relief for today. And he talks about serving the kids chocolate cake. So I thought, what a great way to bring our humor here with us for the moment, connect to Bill's funny wisdom and way about being honest about how he was feeling in the moment. And as we exit out, just think, the next time you see a little piece of chocolate or you notice some sugar, just take a moment and see how you can connect to it a little bit differently. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, big wide eyes, a full heart, and a namaste.
Woke me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. She said, I want you to go downstairs and cook breakfast for the children. And I looked at the clock. I said, dear, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. She said, exactly. Go down and cook for the children. They have to go to school. I said, yes, but to eat at 6 o'clock, isn't that bad for your stomach? I mean, they just ate 12 hours ago. My wife said, Bill, get out of that bed and go downstairs and cook breakfast for your children. And I said, well, I don't know what they want to eat. She said, it's down there. Now you get out of the bed! So I got up. Needless to say, I was angry. And I went downstairs without putting on my robe. Standing there in my pajamas, and I'm talking to myself, I got to get these, went out and cooked breakfast, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I slam the pans down. Blam! On the stove, and I slam them down, and go to the refrigerator, and look around and get the damn bacon and the sausage! And I'm cooking breakfast 6 o'clock, blam! In the morning, and I grab this. You have to be careful with eggs. Cooked breakfast and boom! The first one down was a 4-year-old. The child looked lovely. Cute, little face clean, hair, little braids, little things, you know.
Come on, darling.
And I said, what do you want for breakfast? And the 4-year-old has the ability to see through and find the wrong thing. And the child saw through my body what was behind me. She saw the chocolate cake.
And she said, can I have the chocolate cake?
And I said, chocolate cake where?
She said, chocolate cake behind you.
And I looked, and there was chocolate cake. The child wanted chocolate cake for breakfast. How ridiculous! And I said, and someone in my brain looked under chocolate cake and saw the ingredients. Eggs. Eggs are in chocolate cake. And milk. Oh, goody. And wheat. That's nutrition. What do you want?
Just a chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake coming up. Sliced it for her and served it. Now, you need something to drink with the chocolate cake, something breakfast. Grapefruit juice. This is not your child. So I give the child a glass of grapefruit juice and chocolate cake. Nutrition. Eggs, milk, and wheat in the chocolate cake. And I didn't have to cook. And the other 4 came downstairs. And when they came downstairs, those of you who have children, you've seen them come downstairs for school. Hello, baby. And they got to the kitchen. Hello, baby. Hello, baby. And they saw the 4-year-old eating chocolate cake. And they said,
Dad, where did she get the chocolate cake?
And they went to the child and said, how did you get chocolate cake?
Your dad gave me chocolate cake.
And they looked at me and they said, Father, could we have chocolate cake? And their father said, chocolate cake, coming up! Horse sizes! And grapefruit juice! And 5 children sat at breakfast! And the morning music was playing! And they were eating chocolate cake! And singing songs to me. Dad is great. Give us a chocolate cake. And we had a ball. Until... she came down like this. And when she saw what the children were eating. I've always heard about people having a conniption, but I've never seen one. You don't want to see them. My wife's face split. The skin and hair split and came off of her face so that there was nothing except a skull. An orange light came out of her hair and it lit all around. And fire shot from her eye socket and began to burn my stomach. And she said, "Where did they get chocolate cake from?" And I said, "They asked for it." And the children who had been singing praises to me lied on me and said, "We asked for eggs and milk, and Dad made us eat this." And my wife sent me to my room, which is where I wanted to go in the first place.